Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High of 77 today under mainly sunny skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 46. Tonight, storms likely. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly ended up signing some bills as well as vetoing many bills to wrap up the legislative session of 2024, including signing bill House Bill 2781 that would increase compensation and services along with support for crime victims in the state. KSNT News reports that the Crime Victims Assistance Fund would be doubled for compensation for victims in the state, with weekly compensation going from $400 to $800. In a statement during the signing, Governor Kelly said, quote, increasing compensation for crime victims will allow survivors greater access to resources they need to overcome trauma. Thanks to this bill, survivors of crime will be better supported to receive the care they need to achieve stability and independence. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach also made a statement supporting the bill, saying that we have an obligation to assist victims as they recover. This new law does not erase their trauma, but being able to provide more and better financial assistance to crime victims helps restore a piece of their lives.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Ed. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Elementary school students in the Salina Public School District in Salina, Kansas, are now enjoying an extended school day compared to what they have in the past. As KWCH News reports that according to the Kansas State Department of Education requirements, they say students must meet the 1,116 instructional hour requirement by the state. As USD 305, it says that they are working to extend their elementary school hours by 20 minutes each day. They say the change comes after the Kansas Department of Education did an audit on the school and found that holding a lunch recess does not count towards the school day. However, having two 15-minute recesses, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, can be considered part of that school hour. The new time frame started as of Monday this week, with classes beginning at 8:15 and now ending at 3:30 p.m., according to the USD 305. In a statement from the school district, they say they, quote, we want to assure that we've carefully considered all factors before making the decision. Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Nebraska's primary election is less than a month away, and those wishing to cast their ballots in person now can do so. Early in-person voting started at Election Commission offices, and ballots can be cast at those offices from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. on weekdays, with some varying hours on May 3rd, 7th, 9th, and 11th. Early in-person voting ends on Monday, May 13th, with the primary happening the following day. Voters can also have someone pick up a ballot for them at their election office. Voters who requested a mail-in ballot should be receiving them in the mail soon, and if one hasn't arrived already, you can contact your local election commission office. Mail-in ballots are due by May 3rd. In other news, Kearney Public Schools and the University of Nebraska at Kearney are launching the Kearney Teachers Tomorrow Scholarship Program, also known as KTOM. Some have called it innovative as it offers scholarships to students pursuing a teaching degree at UNK. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy: simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Brian Tobins with Bike Across Kansas was our public affairs guest this past weekend. He explained the annual event held each June.
Biking Across Kansas is a tour. Began in 1975 out of Tribune on Highway 96. And for the last 50 years, we have taken riders the distance from Colorado to Missouri every year as an educational and engagement piece that engages with the state and the communities and exercise and just getting people outside.
The trek west to east will pass through Marshall County with an overnight stop planned in Frankfort Thursday evening, June 17.
Concordia to Frankfort is a 78-mile day for the riders. We will have some that are up and riding very early, and so they will likely be into Frankfort 10:30, 11 o'clock. Is where I would anticipate our first riders, but the vast majority will arrive that afternoon, and then we'll be staying at the high school there in Frankfort, and I know that I have some communication with local people that there's some things going on downtown that evening. It sounds like there's a band, and we're interested in what Frankfort has, and we're coming in and going to visit for a period and then move on to Houlton the next day.
Ryan Tobins with Bike Across Kansas. The conversation's available as a podcast and available on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. River Valley Extension District will offer a mushroom cultivation workshop in Clay Center Saturday, April 20th. This hands-on workshop features low-cost methods for growing gourmet mushrooms. Each participant will receive a production kit and are asked to bring a hand drill if possible. Some extra drills and drill bits will be provided. This workshop, 10 to 12, on Saturday, April 20th, 4-H Conference Center at the Clay County Fairgrounds. $30 registration, space is limited. RSVP due April 18th at Washington County Extension Office. Phone 785-325-2121. Tractor safety training will be featured in Washington April 27th. And begins 8 a.m. at Bruni Implement. They'll run until 4:30 with a meal provided. The event for teenagers ages 14 and 15 who want to work for a farmer or rancher. 13-year-olds may enroll if turning 14 before next year's class. The certificate will not be issued until their 14th birthday. Cost is $15. Those wanting to enroll may complete the registration online in advance. A book needs to be picked up at the Extension office. And the safety activity sheets should be reviewed in advance. For information or registration, contact Caitlin Hildebrandt at 785-243-8185.
Phil Harrington, age 84, of Frankfort, passed away Sunday. A funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday, April 19th, at Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort, with burial in the Mount Calvary Catholic Cemetery. A viewing will be held Thursday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. at Patton Funeral Chapel, with a rosary service following 7 p.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, and family will receive friends following the rosary at Cigna Center. Memorial Fund has been established to Annunciation Catholic Church, with contributions sent in care of Patton Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Phil Harrington.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior Saturday is here again. From 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. this Saturday, join the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Sunflower Medical Clinic for Senior Saturday at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. Enjoy a complimentary breakfast and peruse this month's exhibit, Marshall County Memories, a photographic journey through the history of Marshall County. Everyone over the age of 60 is invited to join for Senior Saturday this Saturday, April 20th, at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art from 8 until 10 a.m. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and Sunflower Medical Clinic.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, a hamburger with baked beans, mixed vegetables, and mandarin oranges. Thursday, a pork tender, mashed potatoes, California blend, and pears.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to celebrate. Join Blue Valley Technologies on Saturday, April 27th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the Broadband Bash in downtown Marysville. The day will be full of fun activities for everyone in the family. Blue Valley customers will receive $10 in chamber bucks. Plus, they have the chance to win some awesome prizes. Don't miss out on your chance to meet a surprise guest character straight from the Nickelodeon studios. Scavenger hunt, live music, food trucks, a cornhole tournament, and so much more. Join Blue Valley Technologies as we celebrate the completion of fiber optics into the city of Marysville. To see a full list of activities, visit bluevalley.net/broadbandbash.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Westerly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms are likely overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Easterly winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Showers and thunderstorms may continue early on Thursday, otherwise cloudy and breezy with our highs in the lower 50s and lower 60s. North winds between 10 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Partly cloudy skies on a Thursday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly cloudy skies on a Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then a slight chance for some rain showers on a Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers are possible early Saturday, then mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly sunny skies on a Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. And partly cloudy Sunday night with our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature for this date, mid-April, 67 degrees, while the record high is 91. Average low temperature, 42 degrees, with the record low being 20 degrees. Sunrise this morning at 6:47, while the sunset this evening is at 8:06.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Check out Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
From ABC Sports,
This is Rich Cantu. The Lakers and Kings are moving on. The Lake Show held off the Pelicans in the play-in playoff game, locking down the 7 seed in the Western Conference.
Here is Reeves dribbling right all the way to the middle. D'Lo for three. Got it! Huge three for Russell.
The call on ESPN LA. 110-106 Lakers the final. They get a rematch with the Nuggets in the first round. Denver swept them in last year's Western Conference Finals. In Sacramento, Keegan Murray dropped 32 points. The Kings blow away the Warriors.
Looking for some help. On the left angle finds Ellis. Skips it cross court. Lyles to Keegan in the corner for three. He's got the triple.
The call on KHTK. Kings win 118-94. They'll tangle with the Pelicans for the last playoff spot in the West. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo is expected to miss the start of the playoffs with a left calf strain. To the NHL, the Capitals snagged the last playoff spot thanks to some late heroics from T.J. Oshie.
Along the right side, they pull the goalie, and they score! T.J. Oshie puts it in for the right circle as Erson went to the bench!
On WJFK, Caps beat the Flyers 2-1. Their reward? A first-round series against the best-in-the-league Rangers. The Panthers found the back of the net 4 times in the second period at home against Toronto, cruising to a 5-2 win.
Gives to Barkov out to the right point. Montour locked and loaded. Long drive, he scores! A slapper from the line!
The call on WQAM. The Panthers clinch first place in the Atlantic Division for the 4th time in franchise history. Baseball. The Braves best the Astros 6-2, but second baseman Ozzie Albies fractured a toe in the win and is now on the 10-day injured list. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
At Landall Company, people make the difference. Quality workmanship goes into every Landall product made. If you're looking for a career where you can make a difference, earn a competitive wage, be rewarded with a 4% weekly attendance bonus plus raises and promotions with an outstanding benefit package, contact Landall Company today at 785-562-5381. Learn more online at Landall.com. EEO Vets and Disability welcome.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to the opening bell on another new day of trade, now Wednesday, April 17th of 2024, we'll give you a quick recap of how things finished up yesterday. It was a mostly mixed day in the grains. The wheat market started to see some gains in the later portions of the day. However, the row crops were all lower, and a higher finish in the day in the cattle markets. Green all throughout the livestock, with April live cattle up $1.20 at $181.50. That contract is soon to set expire. June up $1.90 at yesterday's close at $175.72. Similar gains for the feeder cattle markets as well. April feeders up 80 cents at the close to $240.35. May was up $2.97 to $240.97 per hundredweight. Higher in the hogs as well. May lean hogs gained 40 cents on the day of trade yesterday, up to $94.72. June was up 37 to $102.82. Into the grains here, we'll take a peek through the overnight session as well as give you a little preview on the day today. Again, the row crops were mostly lower yesterday, especially the soybeans taking a big hit. Corn this morning, though, is slightly higher. It didn't have much movement yesterday, but again, from what was there, it was lower. May corn this morning, currently up a penny at 432. July's up a quarter cent at 443, and I would imagine minimal gains today, probably some two-sided trade, hoping for a bit of recovery. Mixed so far throughout the wheat markets, May Kansas City wheat currently down a quarter cent at 587 and a quarter. July down a quarter at 582 and three quarters, but again, probably some two-sided trade today, hoping for a higher finish at the end. May oats down one and a quarter to start at 344 and three quarters. Soybeans saw a double-digit drop yesterday and trending down already this morning. May soybeans currently down a quarter cent at 1144 and three quarters. July's down three quarter cent to 1159 and a quarter. The meal currently up 110 to 336.40. However, soy oil a bit weaker, down 15 points to 44.76. Cotton also down. May cotton down 6 points at 81.23. Into the metals, April gold's down 780 at $2,383 per ounce. May silver back up 21 cents to 28.58 per ounce.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Two of our most popular programs on KNDY are The Party Line and The Community Bulletin Board. Tune for The Party Line Monday through Fridays beginning about 9:35 on AM 1570 KNDY. It's your chance to call in and buy, sell, or trade. If you're looking for something, we'll help you find it. If you're selling something, we'll help you find a buyer. Helpful links available online at KNDYradio.com. Fill in the blanks on the Party Line submission form, hit send, and we do the rest. Tune again for The Party Line Monday through Fridays about 9:35 on AM 1570. And if you have an item of community interest, use our community bulletin board. Free community events are announced free on the community bulletin board. Send the information at least a week in advance to Radio KNDY or use the submission form on our website at KNDYradio.com. Keeping you in touch and on top, KNDY.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Corn growers may be using starter fertilizer for their crop. And K-State soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz discusses the different options and nutrients that growers should consider when putting their seed in the ground. He explains what nutrients give corn its establishment.
That early growth and establishment that we tend to see, the starter effect, if you will, is not just due to phosphorus, but we also basically getting the benefit of that nitrogen nutrient in close proximity. So it's really those two nutrients, primarily phosphorus and also nitrogen, are the ones that are providing that early growth and establishment benefit that we see in starter fertilizers in corn.
There are multiple placement methods, and he reviews the different options.
pop-up or in-furrow application is one of those that is fairly popular. And in this placement, we essentially put in the fertilizer in contact with the seed. So basically put in the same row, and again, it's essentially there in contact with the seed. There are other placements that is very common and popular as well. Kind of the traditional, I guess, over the years has been used what's called the 2x2, which is putting the fertilizer on the side and below the seed, so it's away from the seedling. And then one that's also get a lot of, is quite used, is surface dribble. And so that's basically dribbling liquid fertilizer, typically behind the closing wheels, slightly on the side. And so those are maybe the three more popular options that we see more often.
Diaz says what role nitrogen plays in starter fertilizer.
One thing that I often think about, especially in the context of nitrogen, is that for maybe those producers who are doing most of the nitrogen apply as a side dress, starter fertilizers and having some nitrogen in the starter fertilizer is even more relevant, because that may be the only source of nitrogen that the corn is going to see early in the early few weeks until the side dressing. And so that's something also to keep in mind, again, for those doing side dressing, or even in the case of those using primarily anhydrous until the roots actually get to that nitrogen applied with anhydrous. The starter fertilizer is providing a lot of that nutrient, especially in the case of nitrogen. And so, again, those are situations where we can see even more benefit from starter fertilizers, especially nitrogen in the starter.
That was Kansas State University soil fertility specialist Dorvar Ruiz-Diaz with information about placement and nutrient options for starter fertilizer in corn. Learn more from the April 5th e-update at eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
There will be an auction with farm machinery shop tools and collectibles for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. southwest of Frankfort. Sale order, shop items, machinery, then collectible and household items. Tractors and machinery include a 77 2155 white tractor with cab, 56 John Deere 70 and 58 John Deere 630 gas tractors. Several machinery items. Shop items and miscellaneous include a gas welder, 3-ton floor jacks, 36-inch fan. They'll also be selling an antique truck, an early 1940s IH 5-ton truck with motor but not running, 1996 Polaris, four-wheeler, 4x4. Collectible and household items include model railroad items. This farm machinery shop tool and collectibles auction for Dennis and Francis Olivers and neighbors, Saturday, April 20th, 10:30 a.m. at 2885 17th Road in Frankfort. For sale, bill, and photos, go online to KleinRealtyAndAuction.com. Sale conducted by John Klein, Klein Realty and Auction.
As a species, humans are growing colder, quite literally. We will share the chilling details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 17th, the 108th day of the year. Actress Jennifer Garner has a birthday, and Apollo 13 returned safely to Earth on this day in 1970. For over a century, 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit has been considered the baseline for normal body temperature. But some physicians say it's time for a recalibration. After studying thousands of records from Civil War veterans to 21st century patients, researchers say that our bodies today are cooler than a century ago. It's likely that human physiology has changed, perhaps due to improvements in living conditions, nutrition, or fewer chronic infections. An article in the Journal of General Internal Medicine argues that normal body temperature is closer to 97.7. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Cook and Company hopes the Nemaha Central juniors and seniors have a great time at prom and stay safe. From Cook and Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It is the final game of their three-game series as the Kansas City Royals have been on the road taking on the Chicago White Sox for the past few days with first pitch today for an afternoon game at 1:10. It was a strong start for the Kansas City Royals in game one of the series after Royals pitcher Seth Lugo ended up pitching seven innings straight, only allowing four hits, all singles, in the third straight win for the team while striking out four and only walking one. It was an overall 2-0 win for the first game of the series for the Royals as they continue to show strength compared to what they had played last year. After tonight, Kansas City heads back home to Kauffman Stadium for a three-game series against the Baltimore Orioles, followed by the Toronto Blue Jays. So far, Kansas City has moved up a little bit in the American League Central, sitting 11-6 and number two in the league, just behind the Cleveland Guardians. The White Sox are at the bottom of the league at 2-14. On the return home, the Orioles are sitting two in the American League East at 10-6 overall, just behind the New York Yankees.
Baseball fans, support your hometown Shockers this spring. With new head coach Brian Green, the Shockers are playing an exciting brand of baseball, and new enhancements to the outfield experience on Coleman Hill at X Stadium have turned each game into a can't-miss event. Bring in a cooler filled with your own food and beverages out to Coleman Hill for a fun and cheap outing at the ballpark. Select alcoholic beverages are permitted. Restrictions apply, and fans must be 21 to drink. View upcoming games and grab your tickets today. Visit goshockers.com/tickets or call 316-978-FANS.
When it comes to your 2022 seed decisions, don't step over the line. Buy new, professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and dealers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance membership of 100 companies invest 15% of their sales into product research and development that can take 7 to 16 years, with total costs ranging from $1 million to $140 million for new genetics and or traits. SEPA thanks farmers for buying new seed that not only maximizes yield potential, but also funds the next great seed innovations for U.S. farmers. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Three-time Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes of the Kansas City Chiefs has been revealed as the front cover of Time magazine for the world's most influential people for the second consecutive year. WIBW reports that according to the column inside Time magazine, Mahomes reflects on the Chiefs' Christmas Day loss to the Las Vegas Raiders, along with talking about the global notoriety of the Kansas City Chiefs football team and having Taylor Swift in their back corner attending games throughout the last season. In a statement during the article, he said, quote, "We like having this visibility. At the end of the day, football has always been this bruising sport. We want to make it fun where kids grow up and play football and show their personality and be who they are. This year really magnified that." He also teased about working more with the Kansas City Royals baseball team and showing up at spring training with the team, as he did announce that he is also part owner in the team as well, along with his football and personal relationship with tight end Travis Kelce. The team says they're also preparing for the upcoming football season. Mid-America Network Sports.
In area baseball and softball action from Tuesday, Wamego sweeps Marysville first in baseball 10-3 and 16-0. In softball action, 9-0, 17-0. Meanwhile, in softball action, Troy and Centralia split a doubleheader 12-7 and 12-7.
Farmers, control planting season this year with Wagner Custom Planting of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Top-notch equipment and experience that'll save time. Call 402-618-4404. Precision planting and specially tailored solutions for any sized operation. Wagner Custom Planting ensures exceptional results come harvest. Call Dylan at 402-618-4404 and let him handle the stress of planting season. Elevate your planting experience and maximize your farm's efficiency with Wagner Custom Planting.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. Join with Max Blaski, KNDY Sports, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, it was another busy week in the TVL this and last week, and we had some records broken and I guess some history made in some sports. So I'm going to hand it off to you, and why don't we chat about those?
Well, Max, it was a terrific week in the TVL this week. Let's start on the track. Yeah. Axtell Sawyer Deers, an insane insane shot put throw. 51 feet, 9 inches at Nemaha Central. That shattered the school record. 48.5, and Sawyer threw 51.9. And we know what Sawyer Dieters can do. We've seen him all through the years at Axtell High School. And really, he earned this thing and deserves the new record.
I think we talked about it last week, Jeff. The athletes that Axtell continues to produce is just incredible. Meanwhile, Dieters broke the school record in discus two this week with a throw of 157.11, a record that was set by Eric Holthouse back in 1994. Records continue to fall over there. Now some history set by the Blue Valley Rams softball team too as well.
Kirsten Allison of the Blue Valley Rams. Blue Valley hasn't had the best start to their season as a team, but Kirsten Allison was the first player to hit a home run for the Lady Rams. She gets that done just a couple of days ago, and congratulations to her. The start of a new program there at Blue Valley, so a nice step in the right direction for Blue Valley.
Always got to get those first out of the way whenever you start a program like that. Now, turning our attention away from kind of the spring sports, this last weekend was also some all-star games. I know head coach Brian Eppert of Frankfort Lady Wildcats led his team to a win in Cloud County. How well did a few other area athletes perform over the weekend?
Well, we got to give a shout-out, first of all, as you said, to the girls. Brian Eppert led that team, taking home the both defensive and offensive MVPs. Were TVL athletes. Hattie Gross winning the defensive MVP, and Maggie Turber taking home the offensive MVP. Turber finished with 18 points, Gross with 13, so a terrific day. Also, Shea Wirtz getting 8 points, the Clifton Clyde player. Also, and the boys, we need to talk about the boys. That was majority of Clifton Clyde High School. Justin Steinbrock coaching there and getting some of his boys on the scoring sheet as well. So just a really nice day for the TVL, really showing the state what, quite frankly, Max, you and I already know. TVL is pretty darn good on the basketball court.
And we're running out of time here, Jeff, but of course we've got a full slate of schedule with spring sports, softball, baseball, golf, and track. Where can everyone find that updated schedule at for this week?
As always, you can go to the TVL Spotlight on all of social media and as well as TVLSpotlight.com. I'll have full updates of your action all week long.
Again, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight for KNDY Sports. This has been Max Blasky on the TVL Rundown.
Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High of 77 today under mainly sunny skies, west winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 46. Tonight, storms likely. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm Staff Meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Gear up for the season and grab some knowledge at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th in Randolph. Find sales throughout the store all day with pro staff seminars on hunting and fishing equipment from noon until 4 p.m. with mouth-watering barbecue served from 4 until 6 p.m. Learn and save at Tuttle Creek Outdoors' second annual open house Saturday, April 20th, starting at noon. Located right off Highway 77 in Randolph, we'll see you there.
KNDY.